Everyone likes to do these things, but beauty, there must be beauty. So the greatest beauty in anything is to do it according to Sunnah. Anything, you do it according to Sunnah, there is the greatest beauty in it, the peace. If they do get any sleep, they're getting nightmares, they're jumping out of the bed, where is the peace? In that bathroom, slipping and falling on the mat that we have to put, copying the Western people, whether we need that loose mat or not, and we slip and we fall, where is the peace? You'll end up 6 months in hospital. We can't take it. We get peace in the dunya things. They find ghabraat. They can't take it at all. And that's also a measurement to see that how much of deen we got in our lives. The more we have deen, the more we have sunnah, the more we will incline to simple way of life. And we will enjoy that. A person won't find that enjoyment. There the people came, a new masjid was built, a very big masjid, and the people were sort of boasting about their masjid. That we got our taps from Italy, we got our carpets from Belgium, we got the light fittings from this place, the whole world's things they were telling Hadrat. Hadrat, it was his habit, he should listen quietly. After he listened, there was nothing to see. But now we have put so much of dunya in the masjid and beautified it so much that vandalizing takes place, criminals come, they steal, etc. So anyway, sunnah tariqah is the most beautiful way. So salam, there is peace in salam, assalamu alaikum, and not to Allah. That is it. Now you say wa rahmatullah. We are complaining our children are not making namaz, our children are not obedient to the parents, they are very disobedient. If Allah's rahmat will come, Allah's obedience will come. Then we will see they will dress properly, they will behave properly, they bear language. How to speak to them. When you die, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. All your sins will be forgiven, that rahmat when you made salah. And the last part of this rahmat, dukhul jannah. You will enter jannah. Everything of dunya is also done, obedience of the children. And then Allah's rahmat in the form of big enterprises, there's no barakah. Though they're earning so much, you are earning so much. The wife is earning, the daughter is earning, the son is earning, but they're still short of money. And it comes on the terms, no barakah in our lives. No barakah in time, no barakah in money, no barakah in health. In anything there is no barakah. We're eating so much, but then we're inviting you, this is the house you must come into. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person enters the house, he doesn't make salah, no zikr, shaitan announces to all his friends, to all his army of the other small shaitans, that come here, you have got lodging here. Pre-lodging, the hotel accommodation you got when you... So love can come, and then howl of fitna, howl of trouble in there. So when you eat with shaitan and he's sharing with you, now the love of shaitan comes. And that is so evident. Today, Western way of life, we love that way. We don't love sunnah way because we're eating with shaitan. And we're sharing food with shaitan. And if we and to keep you happy, but the wife, you're chowing my brains. With regard to chowing brains, one person went to a doctor. The doctor examined him, treated him, prescribed medicine. As he was leaving, doctor just advised him, chow magaj, brains. So he asked, what brains? So he said, any brains, power brains you can chow. She's just a burden on you. Other women, they got lot of appeal for you. And if you bring deen in your life, your wife will appear, wallah, I'll say, the most beautiful woman. And you will enjoy her company. You won't think of the TV, you won't think of other things. You won't think of the filth and dirt on the internet. Good people today are so addicted to it. If a person trades in his car, he got a 2005 car, he doesn't trade it in for a 1980 car. He trades it in for 2015, 2012, a later model. We trade it in our salam for what? For hello. Everyone on his phone, hello, hello, hello. And in that case, there is not a cell phone, there is a salama. Salama is not salam. The Pakistanis have traded it in when you go on Air Pakistan, Pakistan International, PIA. You'll see the air hostess when you're getting off or the host. Everyone, Khuda Hafiz, nobody makes salam. That was the Iranians, the Shias, to change our deen and the method. So the first thing I hear that you tell one person tells the other person, slam you of the cock. You say to one another, slam you of the cock, and that one replies again, my tom khasla. He says, why are you people, what can you talk? Slam you of the cock, hit him on the head. So what is it? Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever will honor the shi'ar, the signpost of Islam, the flag post, the honor, the thing which Islam has given honor to, who will honor them? Allah says that person has got taqwa in Islam. Allah, the weekend when we're not going to earn any more money, what we earn the 5 days we're going to spend. Muslims are still fortunate. Other people that say night, Friday night, first stop is a pub, is the bar. And whatever they earn is in the bar. The weekend they finish everything. So anyway, so there's the Shi'ar of Islam at that time had given honor to the day of Jumu'ah. Consequently, great events took place on the day of Jumu'ah because it was the greatest day. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, and many shariats, many anbiya before, Allah offered all of them as Jummah for the big day for worship, for ibadah, on the Sabbath till today. Then when Isa alayhi salam came, they were also the same, but Israel people. They were offered also the day of Jummah. But they again, they chose Sunday. They say, we want Sunday as our big day. Allah, until today Christians pray, Sunday is their big day. And not only their big day, they imposed it upon the host also. And you give your guests to drink. By just the title Coca-Cola, it's not going to make that black vinegar. It's not going to make it Coke. Black vinegar will be black vinegar, even if the title is Coca-Cola. So just like that, giving Islamic names today, halal anywhere. One recently, a non-Muslim company, they were patronizing. We don't find out whether it is actually halal or not. So anyway, the Jummah is a great day. Then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, alhamdulillah, Allah had given the Sahaba this mizaj and nature, sami'na wa ta'ana. Allah offered the day of Jummah, which was the big day, and they all accepted it wholeheartedly. Then he said, I'm sorry, it's my big day, it's Sunday, my church day, I can't go. Then this Muslim man took inspiration. The source was wrong, but he took the right inspiration. That if a Christian man whose religion has, they have changed it also. And even if they did not change it, in any case it's cancer. By the coming of Islam, all the other religions were cancer. He didn't go to his surgery till Jummah. One mechanic, he didn't open his workshop till Jummah. Now he's in a different business, but he didn't. They honored the day of Jummah. And there are many people in the world who honor the day of Jummah. And Allah says that the person has got taqwa in his heart. One time, Haji Bey Padia, rahmatullah alayh, our Amir of Tabligh, everyone likes food. The day you're going to get the best food, you look forward to that day automatically. Then Maulana told him that you people generally in South Africa give your children a proper bath, the bath of the week, a proper bath on a Thursday, on a Saturday night, Sunday. And you give them the best clothes to wear on a Sunday. So he says, give them the food also. We have fallen properly in line. We have aligned ourselves with Christian way of life. Whereas we are Muslims and we are a nation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given honor with Islam. فَإِنْ نَتْلُقُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we see us, slaves of America, slaves of the West, because Islam is not in our lives. If Islam comes in our lives, Allah will make us to rule the world without having riches. What the Sahaba did, that they ruled the whole world. Hey, those people were astonished when they went to the Roman Empire to go in fact and say, what has brought these people here? So the honor of the day of Jumu'ah, may Allah Ta'ala put it in our hearts, let us make it a different day. The hadith that I will explain, it is a hadith that comes in four of the big hadith kitabs, the famous hadith. The hadith is absolutely authentic also, and the greatest amount of reward is in this hadith. What is this hadith? This hadith is if a person does six things on the day of Jummah, and they are all very simple and easy to do. Whoever will do the six things on the day of Jummah, for every step he takes, the second thing is to come walking to the masjid. By walking is meant here, when in those days the old Islamic whole society and culture, everyone was in walking distance of the masjid. Masjid, today our whole lifestyle has changed. We live far, far away. Businesses are far. So today if a person comes by car, he will still get
them to, for Allah send his azab. So in other words, we also, when the clear signs of Allah has come and deen and Islam has been established fully and it has been made clear on a person and he still disbelieves and in fact he goes against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then a person now must await the
punishment. سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو روح میری شدامن ہو گئی روح میری سن بولو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی کس قدر ظلمت کدا تھی ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشد سے روح کی طاقت ہماری روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی روح کی طاقت ہماری مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی ان کے آتے ہی سراپا